It's literally the dopest shirt anyone's ever made.
It's so cool. I like it so much.
How, look at this thing. How jealous are you that I'm wearing this shirt?
Well, here's the thing. I appreciate that it's a collaboration between Nike and Gatorade. Two things, which I
didn't even catch that. I just thought it was the Gatorade font.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the Nike font.
Kevin, can we Google
Mike
Gatorade?
And Nike are the same, except for the M.
Mikey?
The N.
Can we call him Mikey?
Yeah. I mean, I'm down.
Would we spell it like M-I-K-E?
Or would we add a Y?
No. Because you know what's funny is there have been people that when I say Nick, they go, okay, and they spell it N-I-K-E. And I was like, that's clearly Nike. That's not how you do that. I'm talking specifically about two Starbucks people. But I feel like this, oh, and it's not the Gatorade font. You're right. It looks like it is the Nike font. Oh. Can you type Nike font? Nude. Just see what happens.
Oh, Nick.
No?
Don't do it.
Yeah, it's the Nike font.
Yeah.
It is.
I hate you guys.
Sorry. No, don't do nude. Okay, yeah,
well,
but don't do it.
I'll take it off.
Oh, nude colored
Nikes.
Nude
colored Nikes.
Wow,
that
was a lot more PG
than you thought.
Than we thought it was going to be.
There it is.
It happens.
Joe, thanks for joining me today on the morning show here on Twitch.
Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling today?
I feel much better after taking tomorrow or yesterday, whatever.
I think you're also taking tomorrow off, right?
No, I think I'm
coming in tomorrow.
I think I'm taking Thursday off. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we need to. Are you taking tomorrow off?
I'm taking tomorrow off.
We need to stagger some of this. We got to be better about taking days off.
I mean, it just sucks because you're on the morning show every day.
So I don't I don't mind, but okay. I'm clearing my schedule for tomorrow, so I'm going to take the latter half of I'm just literally going to get up after the morning show, do pub info, and take off.
Yeah.
Because my wife and I have plans to go get some
What's
lunch
Wednesday
and then
night?
See. What's that?
Is it date night?
It is. It's going to be date day.
Oh.
We're going to do all day. We're going to go see Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. And I might try to like, yo, you want to sneak into another movie? Like, you know, when we were kids, when you do that, you're like, I think another one's starting in like an hour.
You just sneak in there.
Just sneak in. I might.
Nick, that's not allowed.
Is that illegal? It's movie pass. You have movie pass, so that means I get to sneak into movies, right?
Not at all. Don't do it, Nick. You'll get arrested.
I don't think that's true.
Nick will definitely get arrested.
Nobody's ever been arrested for sneaking into a movie.
They're going to kick you out, but they won't arrest you.
I wouldn't be shocked if on Thursday we get a phone call and be like, yeah, Nick's still in jail.
No, this is how it would go. They'd be like, did you sneak into the second movie? I'd be like, yeah, but midway through the movie, I went out and bought a ticket for it and then came back in.
Yeah.
So I can't break the rules.
What would happen.
Yeah, see, my biggest fear is that Nick snitches on himself.
Oh, I'll snitch on myself,
for sure. Yeah, someone walks in and he's like, I'm not supposed to be here, sir.
Yeah, that checks out.
Like the lines for the fucking airport.
Oh my God, I'm the worst.
Did you do that at the Rooster Teeth party at E3, too?
Which one?
The Rooster Teeth one?
No, that I just didn't want to deal with at all.
Oh, okay.
Because they were like, come on in, come on in. And I was like, first off, I don't like having to be snuck into your party. If you're throwing the party, why the fuck just come out and get me?
Yeah.
And be like, this guy's with me. See, when I throw parties and people go, well, I want to get into the party, I walk out and I go, that person, that person, that person. That is the power that I wield here at Kinda Funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, no one's going
to
question
if
that.
If people needed to get into the green room at Kinda Funny Prom, I just went like this person. And the security was like, who are you again? And I'm like, I'm the one paying for this event. How many times do I have to tell you this? And she was like, you don't have the right thing. And I go, God damn it, you're right. I'm a man of protocol. I can't break the rules. I gotta
Let me go get a wristband.
Let me go get the wristband. What's up, Kev?
I think we're still in sub only mode.
Are we really?
I think so.
Fuck it. Keep it the whole day. You know why, people? Because if you sub to us, you'll love us. If you don't, you're just lazy and getting free
content.
The room
is not in subscribers only mode. Just subs are the only ones talking.
Just subs talking? This is weird.
That's wild.
The platypus who said hi to me was not a sub. Sorry to put you on blast. But you were the first name.
The indie boy says, Nick, you didn't even collect your parents' Joey hat to let him in. It's because they like Joey more than me.
Your parents are great, by the way.
I think my brother let him in.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I let them in. But they're pretty great.
I'm trying to get that sore throatness when I'm like,
oh no, don't do it.
Is it because I'm getting sick or is it because I screamed so much that my throat is just raw? I had an earache yesterday. I think I'm getting like congested.
The whole kit and caboodle.
We made it a fatal error yesterday, and someone in the comment section on YouTube reminded me that we should have done this.
You played Fortnite without me? Is that your fatal error?
First off, you were asleep. Second off, we didn't
You
ask.
Don't know that!
I figured you were asleep. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sure you were asleep.
Joey, they snubbed me too.
Kevin, you left.
It's true. I wanted to go home. Guess what I did? I went to bed and I slept.
Yeah, exactly. I played Fortnite again last night too.
I'm a little bit offended that you haven't added me. We can't.
What do you want? What do you play?
Switch.
On? Let's play on PS4. Better.
Are you playing on PS4?
Yeah.
Were you playing with Andy last night?
No, I play on Switch and PS4. I'm trying to level up on both.
But
But I bought the Battle Pass on Switch.
I play with Andy here in the office Switch because I bring my Switch with me.
Yeah.
But when I'm at my living room, I just prefer to play on PS4 because it's already hooked up.
Yeah.
I don't have to. I don't have a dock at home. And I know that's a simple
solution. Just take an Xbox home and play on that other account, on your Switch account.
Why would I play on Xbox versus PS4?
Because you can link your Switch account with your Xbox account, so you can have the same progression.
Yeah. That way you level
up. Why don't I just plug my Switch in at home?
Oh, well, sure.
Because that seems like also a lot of work.
It's like easier to just buy a dock, right?
But yeah. Nick, you can do that now, but you're not doing it. So I assume there was some reason you didn't like doing it.
Yeah, but you have to follow the logic here. If I'm too lazy to steal that dock right there and pretend like I don't know where it went, I'm way too lazy to steal that Xbox down there and pretend like I don't know where it went. Just like I did at IGN when people were like, well, how'd you get that PS4? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened to it.
So weird.
It's gone.
So crazy.
You were supposed to return it.
Whatever. It's my severance pay, Fran. No, there you go. Come at me.
He's joking, Fran. He didn't do that.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Who
Find
knows?
Find out, Fran. Come over.
Who the hell knows? We are not sponsored this week, and we don't have much of a big topic. And I'll be honest with you guys, we don't have much of a news this week. But we do have some housekeeping. Kevin, roll that graphic.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
MCU in review this week is Ant-Man. So if you guys are like, hey, I went out, I watched First Class 2 weeks ago like Nick did by accident, and then last week like Kevin did by accident. Well, you're ahead of the game because we're going to be doing that next week. We're going to be recording that next Monday. It's going to go up next Thursday, 9 a.m. This Thursday, not 9 a.m., probably more like 9 to 10 p.m., Ant-Man and the Wasp, MCU in review. We'll bring up the list. We're going to rank that thing just like everything else. It's going to be super fun.
I'm excited.
I'm excited because for the first time in 18 movies, someone else will do the plot recap. So we don't have to hear the asinine details.
I love the plot.
That Greg puts in. And maybe, just maybe, like we'll get out under an hour.
I feel like you might.
I feel like we're also...
Do you guys normally do the plot recaps for like the opening weekend movies?
No, we don't.
No, but we will now, I think, for this one because it does fit into the MCU in review. Mm. But I think we'll do the same format.
But we didn't do that for Black Panther, did we?
There's
no way
so.
To find out.
You're right.
We'll never know.
Yeah. Also, we're pimping the wrong MCU in review.
Oh.
We should be pimping the kind of honeys. This one right here.
Jesus. There's like trash in the background.
Yeah, there is.
There's a half drunk, were they making mimosas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing about this MCU in review.
Where were you on this?
Is that me? I was running the boards. Mm. Is that we recorded GOG first, so ideally you should watch GOG first to see how we got to this point.
Which is on Patreon right now and will be live Friday.
Yes, correct.
Live Friday.
So, yeah. Did I pick that background? Absolutely.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I thought I picked it. To be honest, and this is why we love each other, is because I would pick that exact background.
Yeah.
Look at this.
We had to like
look at
awkwardly...
the fucking definition between his abs and his pecs. That is obscene.
It's a little bit ridiculous.
I have to draw that.
About this area right
yeah,
here?
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Fucking A. Fuck you. That's real. That's not paint.
No.
That's real. Although his abs do look a little airbrushed there, I'll be honest with you.
I mean, I'm sure.
You gotta
but like
him.
The foundation of it is.
It's still rock solid. You can still cut fucking cheese on that goddamn cutting board.
Reverse Corey in the chat saying, oh shit. There's a kind of honey official timeline we need to follow. I mean, can't like fully understand it.
I was reminded yesterday on in the YouTube comments that I missed a huge missed opportunity.
Okay.
Is that Kevin sounded exactly like Marlon Brando from The Godfather, and we should have just had him recite lines from it.
Dang it! Like we did on Extra Life with the Oreos.
Nick, if you want me, I can go yell outside for you until I get back to where I was
yesterday.
Nah, you're
fine. We'll just do it next time.
Yeah.
The Oreos was the best. We had to recite lines from movies with Oreos in our mouths.
That was funny and Almost
Kiss. Almost Kiss is the best thing I've ever thought of in my life.
100%.
I love that Almost Kiss is still like around too. Because at prom, people were like, Almost Kiss, Almost Kiss.
Was that when Blessing and Zeiger won?
No, that was when Nick and, I think they also did it for them. But
they did it a lot.
Nick and Greg had their moment. I think that where you guys kissed.
I think I actually kissed inside of his mouth.
Oh, God.
Because he opened his mouth as I went to kiss him, so I think I kissed his tongue.
Oh, stop.
I don't give a fuck, man. I'll tell you one thing right now.
It's not mouth policy, right?
It's not sexual. It's just how people in Europe say hi to each other. They open mouth kiss.
Just a general greeting.
Guys, yeah, guy friends. On guy, it's guy on girl, friends, girl dude. On girl, girl on guy on girl. It doesn't matter. It's just a way to say hello in Italy.
Anytime, Scorpino.
I know. I'm ready for it. I know you're the only one that's ride or die in this office, Jared. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Everyone else are punks. They're punks. Get it? You want? Okay.
I got gum here. You want it?
No, I'm okay. I'm getting a little sick. I don't want to get you sick right now.
Oh, I appreciate that, actually. That's very thoughtful. Yeah.
But I will when I'm better. We're gonna reverse 69, if you know what I mean.
What does
it's just
that mean?
It's just a kiss.
Because yeah, reverse 69 yeah. is also just 69ing, isn't it?
No, no, no. If you reverse 69, here's the 69. You go... You bring it back up, it's the 99.
I think that's like that's making it a vertical.
Doesn't it go from 96. This to this?
Well, how would it be like a P90X? How about that?
A reverse 69 is the old 96er from The Great Outdoors. It's just a big stick.
Oh, that's a good fucking movie. Yeah. That was on at a bar that I was doing comedy at like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, at first I missed. Sometimes I do these things where I'll say things out loud. I'll be like, oh, great movie. It's Uncle Buck. And then I come back and I'm like,
no. No, Uncle Buck is not a good movie.
Well, I saw John Candy in the outfit, and I was like, oh, Uncle Buck. Then I see Dan Aykroyd, and I was like, Dan Aykroyd wasn't in This is The Great Outdoors.
Yes.
Now, first off, did you just say Uncle Buck isn't a good movie?
He makes big pancakes, but that's not a great movie.
I don't love Uncle Buck.
Punch him in the throat.
I thought we were friends.
He makes big pancakes.
I thought we were friends.
How long has it been since you watched Uncle Buck?
Probably a year.
Okay, so you saw, wow.
I watched it. Well, it's one of those things where it's like, it's on AMC. I'm like, I got to watch Uncle Buck right now. It's a lot more heartfelt than you probably imagine. It's silly. Those movies were silly. But it really is. Like, the relationship between him and the kids is
then I'll go back. I'm going to give Uncle Buck another try because I remember thinking it had big pancakes and there's that one girl with a sleazy boyfriend and he scares him with a power drill and that's really all I remember.
Well, the guy's a shitbag and, like, tries to, like, rape her and he just fucking beats the shit.
He's really terrible.
Totally traumatizes the kid, which is good. I can't wait. I ordered these.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I got one for me and one for Andy.
I love that. But Great Outdoors, that's
Great Outdoors is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's every single time I sit and have a big steak, I think of that scene.
Absolutely.
He has to finish the grizzle too.
Ew,
yeah. You gotta eat the grizzle.
Oh, gotta eat the grizzle.
That's the good stuff right there. You go water skiing there. Just amazing water skiing. The bald-butted bear.
That was back in the day when things were simpler, you know? When Dan Aykroyd could make a good movie.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd was still alive. Oh, I miss John Candy.
Dan Aykroyd made great movies all the way up until... What the hell was his last good movie?
What was it? Was it Great Outdoors?
Could you bring up Dan Aykroyd's IMDb page, please? Let's pinpoint the exact moment he went from A-list to down the list.
Do you want me to show this actually, or should I just cut this out?
You can show it if you want.
I wonder if Great Outdoors isn't the last great Dan Aykroyd movie.
He
was good in Sneakers.
It was great in Sneakers. Yeah. Sneakers is a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I don't want as a writer or a producer, just an actor.
Look at that actor there.
Let's go.
Oh, he was in Pixels.
Oh, he was in Pixels. That was a good movie.
No.
That was the bad one.
That wasn't the bad one.
That's the Adam Sandler Danky Kang.
Yeah. I heard it. Oh, wait. Did I see that?
Did you not watch it?
I'm thinking Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, that movie's good.
I think they said Pixels was good, though.
Pixels is not good.
No?
No.
Gross Point Blank might have been the last good movie.
That's a good movie.
Christmas with the Cranks, which is
I'll be honest with you, Evolution was not terrible. I watched that again the other night. It's on Amazon
Shout
Prime.
Shout out to Pearl Harbor, though.
He was in Pearl Harbor?
What was he doing in Pearl Harbor?
He was Captain Thurman.
I feel like he was working with, he was helping... the love interest girl, like, find out what happened to them on their mission at the end.
Okay.
But I don't.
Amy Gill says Pixels is V bad.
Oh my gosh.
I assume that means very bad.
Yeah. Was he in Crossroads with Britney Spears?
I hope so. Bam, bam, bam.
I think that's
Crossroads, Kevin? Can you click on that Crossroads picture, that's the Britney Spears one? 2001 Crossroads.
Crossroads is where they go on the road trip with Britney Spears.
Yeah, click on that. Make sure that's the Piper Perabo
where she danced on the bar. There you go.
The one with all the Leanne Rimes music.
Is that the one? Yeah. Oh, he is! He's in Crossroads!
Is he like her dad or something?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I jumped back to find out what his name was, but oh, there it is.
That's all writing credits, Kev.
Yep, good call, Joey.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Gross Point Blank, last great Dan Aykroyd film.
Also, he's killed by a television.
Fantastic.
What year was that?
Beautiful moment.
Gross Point Blank, probably, scroll down a little bit, late 90s, I want to say.
Now, you like Christmas with the Cranks, though, you said,
Joey,
right?
He was great in Evolution.
You said you like Christmas
with the Cranks.
Who doesn't like Christmas with the Cranks? Here's my thing about Christmas with the Cranks. Okay? I finally watched that movie maybe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there thinking, now, you know, my wife and I, every once in a while... people go, what are you going to do? Are you going to come to Christmas? We go, no, we're going to go travel. And they go, well, don't you want to spend time with us? And we go, no, we don't. We would like to spend time with ourselves mm-hmm. and take a vacation. And the best time to do it is during Christmas. And they go, well, that's very selfish. And we go, yes, we know. Now, Christmas with the Cranks, they try to do the same thing where he's like, you know, we spend $5,000 or however much it is on this fucking Christmas party. Nobody appreciates us. It's cold. The whole neighborhood are assholes to us.
Yeah.
Let's just go. Let's just bounce. Maybe we'll just bounce. We'll
you
take
just
a vacation.
Don't do Christmas this year. Right. It's fine.
And then the whole neighborhood goes, no, you can't do that. And they guilt them into doing Christmas again. And at the end of it, they're supposed to realize that.
Isn't it that their daughter decides to come home?
Yeah, something like that. And everyone's like, and then the town's like, they're shitty to them.
Yeah, because they're like, they're like to, so mad because right. they're ruining like the holiday.
The holiday
spirit.
Thing, like they didn't dress the house up or whatever.
Yeah.
To which I would have responded, hey, daughter, go fuck yourself. You weren't going to come home. We made plans.
Or just come to Hawaii or whatever it was.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll buy you a ticket. Like this is the if my neighborhood was like that, I would be the most hated person in my neighborhood.
You'd be the Grinch.
Because they're like, why didn't you dress your house up? And I'd be like this, why don't you take some money out of your bank account, pay someone to dress my house up, but then the second I come back, that shit better be fucking gone. Dan Aykroyd. He's a smug motherfucker in this movie.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I know better than you. And yeah. I'm like this. When no one's looking, I'm going to slap him in the fucking face, Dan
Look
Aykroyd.
How smug he looks in this poster.
Look at that smug motherfucker.
Look at that smug son of a bitch.
He does look smug.
Why is what? That UMD video for PSP?
That is amazing. This is when Tim Allen was like, this is like the height of Tim Allen's power.
Right here, yeah. You
know? No.
Yeah.
Look at him.
The height of his power was like
the Santa Claus,
yeah.
I feel like this was around that time.
That's around that time, yeah. This is when Tim Allen could.
Was like 96. Yeah.
Really? Was that early?
Let's find out.
I didn't realize it was that
early. I like
where
we just play 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon on the show.
Oh my God, did I tell you that I watched Footloose on Saturday night?
Yes, really?
You told us all.
Before or after?
After. I came home and I was everyone's
94.
Like.
94.
Oh,
let's see, when was Christmas with the Cranks?
2001.
Oh, I'll tell you, I apologize. I forgot about Galaxy Quest. That is the best Tim Allen movie ever made.
Galaxy Quest is great.
It is fucking great.
Yeah, that's a great
movie. If you haven't seen Galaxy Quest, stop watching this garbage show and go watch that movie. It's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, I forgot that Sam Rockwell was in it, too.
Yeah, he was phenomenal in it.
He was Guy, the red shirt.
He was like, I don't even have a last name. And like, Guy, you have a last name. He's like, Do I? he was so fucking good.
That movie had no business being as wonderful as it was.
Dude, I sat in that theater as a Star Trek fan. I sat in that theater and you're like, Star Trek fans wrote this. Like, somebody mm-hmm. who loves all of them, the Next Generation, all of them. Sat down and wrote. Alan Rickman's phenomenal in it. Sigourney Weaver's so good in it. Like,
and I really like Missy Pyle. I think she's super funny.
She's
in it
the
too.
One that plays the weird alien.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub's really good in it.
Oh, they're all great.
Yeah.
It's a great cast. Justin Long. It's a great cast.
Who's Missy Pyle?
She's the girl in the pick that girl.
Yeah. She's really funny.
The alien girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was also in Josie and the Pussycats, another underrated movie.
Oh, wow, God. I got to give a shout out to someone yesterday in the YouTube comments. I forget who it was who corrected me. I was talking about a Jeremy Piven movie
mm-hmm.
called, I said Sell Hard, but it's not called Sell Hard. It's called The Goods, Sell Hard, Sell Fast, whatever the fuck it is. It's a movie I started watching on Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
Not a good movie, but everyone in it is like, they're like megastars now as far as like, they came from The Office and they're like Craig Robinson's and all these people. Some fucking hilarious parts in this movie.
Huh.
Hilarious parts. I gotta watch the second half of it.
Got it.
Kevin, bring the shirt up.
Wait, I have a question. Did you watch all of Footloose?
I watched. So what happened was after prom, a bunch of people ordered pizzas. Obviously there was pizza in the green room. Then my brother's crew ordered pizza. So I had one of those pieces, that pizza, second piece of pizza. And then D was like, hey, by the way, I got you pizza if you're hungry when you get home. Got home, I was like, I don't even want any more pizza. But I was like, it's there. I want to eat it.
Sure.
And then I was like, I really want to watch something. And I had Footloose, the soundtrack playing in my brain. I'm like, how long has it been since I watched Footloose? So I rented it on Amazon Prime, watched an hour of it, and then watched the next hour on Sunday instead of going to Punchline. Because I was
pretty
really
solid.
Hungover. And it was fun. And
Footloose
it's a great
is
movie.
So, Footloose has a great soundtrack.
He was beautiful
still to this
movie,
day.
I want to say.
Yeah.
He was beautiful. Great movie. Some deals with some deep themes.
Right?
Themes that I did not even think. I was like, wow. It's like
this
themes
movie
of like
about
deep
dancing.
Loss, abuse, bigotry,
yeah.
like all sorts of things, like censorship,
a lot of family drama, all wrapped in there.
I will
it's not
say
just
this.
About dancing.
This is the most amazing thing to me, though, right?
Uh-huh.
For a town that has outlawed dancing,
they're all very.
They're
good
all
dancers.
Really fucking good at dancing.
How do they know how to do this?
How do those two kids know how to break dance?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess at this point, this is pre-internet. So, like, how the fuck did they learn how to breakdance?
Do they just all go over the state lines?
I guess. Is there like a breakdance teacher that's like, I am making so much money? Like, they're lobbying to keep the law in place Beaumont County so that when you go over to the next county, they could just start teaching people shit.
It's like a monopoly on breakdance teaching.
Literally.
Lessons.
My wife was like, I would like this. Like, there's a part where they go to like a local drive-in, mm-hmm. and Laurie Singer, the main female character, puts the boombox on, and she's like, I got this tape. And it's like, band music, even though it's just the run-of-the-mill pop rock and roll, mm-hmm. puts it in, presses play, everyone starts dancing around the entire. Now, boombox is about this big,
but it's somehow the echoing throughout the entire thing. Driving.
Everyone's dancing. The kid who's playing the video game is dancing, right? The fucking cook's like dancing, like mm-hmm. she starts fucking just like she can't going dance for shit, it. By the way, but she's dancing and going for it. And my wife's like, I just want that to happen once in my life. Now, my wife grew up and was a professional dancer in LA for like 19 years. I was like, are you gonna tell me? Then in the 19 years you were around nothing but dancers, someone never played a song, you guys didn't break out into dance? And she was like, touche. Touche.
This was a thing that happened.
That was a thing that happened to her a lot.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
Kevin, did we bring this up yet?
No, we haven't.
Oh, let's bring it up. I bought some of these. Bonfire.com/horse-wrestling-league. If you guys want one of these shirts, go buy it. I forget the best friend that put this up.
Why did we never make this shirt?
It's John Liebrick, I think.
Yeah, he's not making any money off it. He just did it out of the kindness of his heart. So go over if you guys want one. I ordered one for me and one for Andy.
It's such a good design.
I'll share the link. It's also on Reddit.
I don't know why we never made this shirt. I think it's because people hate my creativity.
I think it was because we didn't think we could keep the joke going for long enough to put it into production.
It's one of those things that it needed to be when the joke was hot that week. We needed to have the shirt on the store.
Yeah.
Exclusive, only 100. And maybe we'd have sold them. I doubt. Like, look, we've sold 15.
Yeah.
So I think our instinct was
even
correct.
At peak horse wrestling mania, I don't know that we could have sold 100.
Guys, I mean, this is, I feel like, only been up on Reddit. It's the only place I saw it.
It's been up for like, it says 15 days, but.
Well, I mean, we're slow.
I swear to God,
or do you think that there's 15 days left?
I think there's only 15 days left.
Yeah. So maybe it's like a 15 days.
Well, I think it's one of those things where, like, if they sell a certain amount, then they'll make them.
Oh.
I think they had to sell at least 5 for them to print, like, actually make them. But we've sold 15, so let's sell more of them. It's going to be my second favorite shirt. First favorite shirt, this. Can you take a picture and send this to Snowbike Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Because he's probably not watching. He's too big for us now.
I know.
No, the whole thing.
I know, but you need to move. Yeah.
No, Joey, the whole thing, Joey.
That's good. Okay.
All right.
I'll send it to Snowbike Mike.
Ah, Jesus Christ. We're going to get through this. I don't know what the headline. The headline for this show is going to be the relaxed, chill show.
Just hanging out, the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon episode. Oh,
I'll be honest with you. So, you know Brianne, Miss Movies, love her. She came up to prom.
Yes, I did see
her. She does
Rocking That Baby from Dirty Dancing Dress.
Nobody puts Baby in a Corner.
It's excellent.
She does 6 degrees, her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
6 degrees of feature film, I think is what the whole thing's called. For the longest time, I thought it was, before I went on it, I thought it was just, thank you, bud.
Kulrig's the best, man.
He is the best. I'll tell you though, they do not brew their coffee as thick as everyone else's.
It's like still pretty.
I don't mind it.
Whatever. It's
coffee.
You were
saying something about her podcast. You thought it was.
I thought it was 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. So when I went on it, I prepared all of my Kevin Bacon. I was like researching. Because I want to play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon at some point on GOG.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll do it today.
I don't know that we have the brain power.
That's
for
why it's
that.
Gonna be hilarious. Kevin,
dude,
are you
I'm
familiar
totally
with 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, you just gotta get a Kevin Bacon, right?
It within 6 moves.
Which is so. I wonder how they decided on Kevin Bacon.
It
being
just became
the,
because Kevin Bacon did so many fucking movies in the '80s and nineties that it is literally like that was the joke of like, oh, everyone's been in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
and that just became the joke. You can do any actor; it doesn't matter who.
But Kevin Bacon is like the.
It's literally impossible to find an actor that you can't do within 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. He just did so many.
I want to see how many movies he's credited for. See if it's out of the norm.
It's not out of the norm.
Oh yeah, 90 credits. It's
but he did a lot. He did a lot of TV toward that. He actually apparently lost a lot of money in the whole Bernie Madoff thing.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading his trivia because I'm obsessed with Kevin Bacon now. Apparently he lost like most of his life savings when Madoff went down.
Is that why he's did like a resurgence of acting stuff?
That's why he's on a lot of TV right now.
Yeah, he did.
He's still with Kara Sedgwick.
Really?
Yeah, they got two kids together.
That's and impressive.
And they look exactly like him, which is weird.
You remember that movie where he sees his infrared penis?
Hollow Man?
Yeah, Hollow Man.
It's like, he played a bad guy in that movie.
He's a weird bad guy in that movie.
Yeah, I don't like Kevin Bacon as a bad guy, although I did like him as Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah, he was great as Sebastian
Shaw. In X-Men First Class. Mm. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty spectacular.
I feel like they fucked up Sebastian Shaw, though.
Really? You didn't like
him? Well, that's what John Reisinger said. They totally messed him up, and I was like, who cares?
Fucking comic book nerds. Yeah, he's very different than this
like,
comic
You guys are always like, it's character justice. And I was like, he went like this. It took people's powers with that dope effect.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking freaky and cool.
Plus, he died by a quarter through his head.
That was the fucking trippiest death sequence ever. You could tell he could like he played it perfect because he couldn't move, but you could tell in his eyes that he was like he was aware of what was happening as it was going through his head. That was brutal. X-Men First Class.
Xavier had the link with him so he could feel it.
You would think that Xavier would have been like, let's just let him go for a second.
No, because then he would just kill everyone.
Yeah, but he would have just killed Magneto and then he could have stopped him again.
But he loves Magneto.
Fuck Magneto. He's a bad guy.
Okay, all right. Let's,
you see what I'm saying?
Let's save this for next week.
I have a legitimate question. After we do XCU and review, can we just do Galaxy Quest and review?
Just one.
Just one.
Just throw it in there, sure.
Just one. Okay.
We can also just watch Galaxy Quest today.
That sounds good.
I think it's on Netflix.
Is it really?
I'm going to check right
now. It was for a while. I don't know if it is anymore.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
I know. Dude.
What's up, man?
I don't know. Tip reminder, $5 or above. Help us out. We're dying today. Let's go into some news. I got Jared here. I want to bring up the story. This first and only story today comes from IGN.com. Shocker, 4th of July week, when 4th of July is midweek. Slow news week.
Not a lot of people
paying attention to stuff. Apparently, a single disintegrating Back to the Future 2 shoe just sold for $100,000. Jared, without knowing any more details about this, is that high or low for this shoe?
For that shoe, I think that paying $100,000 for a shoe is something only rich people with more money than they know what to do with can do. So I'm going to say that's too much for a shoe.
That's too much for a shoe, but look at it now.
It's not that disintegrated, too.
Yeah, it's still a shoe. I mean, I understand historical items having important relevance, cultural relevance, and being sentimental, but $100,000 for a shoe is too much. Especially a shoe you're never going to wear.
Yeah, you can't wear that shoe. They did do a redo of these, right? Didn't they have like a special edition of those that came out a couple years ago?
Yeah, but they like auctioned them off and it was like 15 grand, I think, right?
To quote the late, great Harrison Ford, because I saw him die in that Star Wars movie. He's been dead for a while now.
I think he actually died inside right around the Crystal Skull.
Oh, okay.
That's when he really died.
But to quote Harrison Ford, it belongs in a museum.
It does belong. I'm sure there are a few floating around because I'm sure they made more than one pair for the movies. I'm sure there's a few floating around that are in a museum someplace,
probably,
if I'm not mistaken.
Do you think the shoes are like the General Lee? There's like one for every crash?
They've made a lot of General Lees.
They did. Oh, I have a friend that has one of the General Lee fenders in his house.
I watch a lot of car shows, and one of them rebuilt a General Lee that was used. It was the one that actually did the jump through the train. It was one of the jump cars. It wasn't a car that was they drove around in, like as a prop car. It was a jump car, so it was like super reinforced.
Yeah.
But it was just crumpled, and they, over the span of the entire season, they literally had to pull this fucking car like back
out
into like its shape and redo all the metal work. And they made it. What's crazy about that is the weird thing is if you see some of them in person, they're red. They're not orange.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because of the film stock they used, they wanted it to be a color called race car red, race car red, which is actually an orange. If you see it in person, it's actually kind of a vibrant orange color. They wanted it to be that color, and they did a bunch of tests on film, and the best representation of that in daylight with the film stock they were using was like fire engine red.
Now that's interesting, because the one he had was definitely like kind of the deepest red of your little lightning bolt on your shirt, or the deepest orange.
This is like race car red right here.
Yeah, that was.
So maybe some of them were, but some of them had, the one that they had was like, they were like, we're painting it the color that it should be, not the color that it was when it was original.
That's really cool about the film stock, though. I didn't know that. Also, thinking about like, does that mean they had to paint that racist flag on top like pink to get it to look red on film?
I'm not sure what they did with the Confederate flag there. But what's funny is they were like, I don't think they had a debate when they were rebuilding the car, But I mean, that's one of those things that you have to now deal with where you're like, if you were to restore the General Lee and it was an actual General Lee, do you put the Confederate flag on top?
I think it depends on your purpose. I mean, I do think that things like that belong in museums, for example, where they can be contextually presented to show, look, this is a thing that happened. We can't pretend it didn't happen.
Sure.
But
well, they've taken all of the old reruns of the Dukes of Hazzard off.
And I think that's probably a good idea.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Again, historical context is very important when you're presenting iconography that has a racist background to it. I really think you need to have a proper understanding of where and how that happened. That's why I think the statues and parks thing, that like those should in fact be taken down, because you're literally just rubbing people's faces and here's a guy that did horrible things.
Yeah.
But we're honoring him. Whereupon if you're talking in a classroom or a museum and you're contextualizing what happened, you don't want to forget these awful things took place. You don't want to pretend they never happened, but you also I think that's the proper spot to be talking about that kind of thing. So if this car is going in a museum and it's going to be presented with, here's this thing that happened, here's why it was done the way it was, here's why we now go, dear God, that was terrible.
What if you just want to drive the car down the streets of San Francisco and go, ha 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 ha?
I think that, I think kind of like Office Space, I do believe you get your ass kicked.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this question.
I feel like people would recognize it as like a...
a cultural icon.
Yeah, not to the degree of like the Ghostbuster mobile kind of a thing, but like in that.
I wish Greg were here to hear you call it the Ghostbuster mobile.
I don't know.
Ghostbuster Ecto One, the
there
Ghostbuster
thank
mobile.
You.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Greg, because one time I was like, oh, what's that? The plasma blaster thing is the neutrino one. And I was like, oh, God, I want to bully you if you weren't so big. You're such a fucking mountain of a man. I could bully him.
Just do it.
I think Joey's right that it's a cultural icon. My problem with it is that it's a cultural icon that was almost sickeningly insensitive. I mean, I grew up loving the Dukes of Hazzard. I owned little General Lees with rebel flags on them, and I sent them flying off little jump stands that I made. And I and then I got older and looked back at the context of that symbolism and went, oh, well, that's just a terrible thing.
A couple comments that I think are interesting on this. First off, Shin Nick 3 says, most collectors have the General Lee, quote, restored to grabber red. I'm not sure what color. Kevin, can you Google grabber red? I want to see if it's the color I'm thinking of. It's more of a deeper red, if I'm not mistaken. And then Dr. Funder says Kirk's shirt was green to look yellow on film in the original series.
That's super interesting.
Know that?
I know. Things like that are weird. I'm so fascinated by that because they just like, the art director's like, we want it to look this color. And then you do the screen test with it. You're like, that does not look that color. And we've obviously like, I would like to say, oh, look how far we've come. But sometimes our wall is green.
Oh, no. And every time we put up Red Dead Radio on this wall, like we get that weird effect behind because of the red in it. It just does that weird wavy thing.
It's crazy. Now, let me ask you this question. Go ahead.
I looked up Grabber Red General Lee. And is that Grabber?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It just looks
that might be, I think that was the original color they painted it. Maybe I'm remembering it being more red than not. But I think it's supposed to read as the one on the right there. See the differences in the reds?
The one on the right?
So keep going down. Like, you see the orange versus? That's the color it was. Right to your left? That's the color it was when you look at it on film. But I think they had to paint it the one above that so it would read that color.
When Bo and Duke took that season off when I was a child, do you remember that they had this contract?
I just always remember thinking, and then, didn't they bring in the other Dukes?
They brought
or some
in
shit?
Other cousins. I cried. Like, I remember I wept. Bo and Luke were going away. Also, to this day, when I hear the phrase, Jesus take the wheel, you ever heard that phrase?
No.
That, that song,
Jesus take the wheel?
Anytime I hear that phrase, I imagine like Bo and Luke Duke in the General Lee driving and Bo screaming, Jesus, take the wheel. And Jesus grabs the wheel while like Bo leans out the window and shoots arrows out the window at the squad car coming behind them. Because things like that would happen.
I just remember when Smallville pop happened.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the Dukes of Hazzards was on it as the dad. I was like, nice, dude. Yeah.
One of the Dukes.
Welcome
was there.
Back,
one
brother.
Of them Duke boys. But yeah, that's
the show. Well, let me ask you this question about like, you're talking, we're getting a little deep right now. We're getting a little meta. Where do you come down on them pulling all of the old episodes of Roseanne?
Oh, like just it.
The original TV show, they pulled them all.
I think it was a good choice. Again, I don't think they'll be pulled forever. I think that viewed contextually, this stuff's important. I don't think it needs to be waved in our faces, especially right now. We can't obliterate history, and we shouldn't, because if you obliterate history, you forget the mistakes that were made. But you also don't need to be waving it in people's faces at the moment. People that want to watch old Roseanne episodes have ways to do that right now. They may not be as convenient as some would prefer, but it's not like Roseanne has been purged from the public consciousness. It's not like Dukes of Hazzard can't be watched anymore. You can dig up your old sets and do that.
You don't think it's a little bit phony to like pull something that you know eventually will come back? Like Hulk Hogan was pulled off WWE stuff, and like he's slowly now getting like reintegrated.
Let me put it this way. I don't think that it's necessarily disingenuous. When you're faced with the question of, well, I can pull these or not pull them, there are problems with each. Pulling them does maybe make you look phony or image conscious. Not pulling them makes you look like an idiot. Because at that moment you're sitting there going, yes, why aren't you pulling these? Well, you have two bad choices. The less offensive, I'm always going to opt for the choice that's less likely to bring pain to people. Mm-hmm. And pulling it hurts one group of people. Not pulling it hurts another. I would much rather cause harm to the people that are sad they can't watch a TV show than to the people that are going, oh God, this is racially offensive.
But was the original Roseanne racially offensive? That's the question. I don't remember it being, but I watched it when I was
current,
a kid.
Current gen.
I think she was, because she was much more liberal back then, right?
It's not just a matter of the politics, though. It's a matter of what she's chosen to do in the moment. What she means now is different than what she meant 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think
But the question is, some of the messages from 20 years ago are still relevant and still powerful.
And I think they'll be re-examined.
So isn't that sad?
I think that'll be re-examined. I think it'll just take time.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Connors.
I'll be interested to see
they bring that back, because on some level I respect that. I respect that they got together and said, we still want to, like, you know, give this crew and this cast work. We still have some very talented people working on this. But at the same time, there's a small, maybe 5% of me that's like, this does seem a little like a money grab. Like, I know I was the person, like, when this whole thing went down, that said, I was sad for the cast and crew, yeah, or the people who were behind the scenes, behind the cameras. Who then lost their jobs because it was a successful show. But it's also like, it'll be weird to see it and what it becomes without her.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that too. Yeah. I am glad for that.
Now, granted, I didn't even watch the new Roseanne when it came back.
Yeah, me either.
So this is all very arbitrary for me because I don't actually give a fuck about network TV anymore, but people do.
Well, in summary, I realize I kind of babbled around it there to the original question. You're going to hurt somebody. You might as well hurt people that want entertained instead of hurting people.
I don't think you're hurting anyone by pulling a TV show that's 30 years old. You're not hurting anyone.
That's what I mean.
You're disappointing a couple people who willfully want to be disappointed because they feel like that's the hill they're going to die on for that moment.
Yeah.
I'm not disappointed they pulled Roseanne. At no point in my life was I like, well, that's actually not true. Maybe at some point I would have gone back and rewatched Roseanne, because at no point in my life would I ever thought I was going to rewatch all of Friends, all of Entourage, and almost all of Cheers. But I don't need that in my life. Just a distraction.
Right,
I can go
watch Birth of a Nation right now. Watch Triumph of the Will right now. And I should be able to, because they're important. Roseanne is a historically important television show and will remain so. But right now, it sticks in the crawl.
Roseanne, originally, better or worse than Cheers?
I prefer Cheers, but Cheers is more my kind of show. Roseanne was a little more gritty. I liked my television at that point a little more escapist.
Follow-up question. Friends or Seinfeld? This will define our relationship.
That's a hard one.
If I had to live in a world with only one, it's probably going to be Seinfeld.
There it is.
Yes, thank you.
But here, I don't put them necessarily on the same plane of television.
Joey, but if you have to choose one.
They were both, well... They weren't from an intellectual level.
Yeah.
Because I thought Seinfeld was always a lot more meta and smarter, but they were
that
from
was
a
way
success
more on
level.
The like totally.
Friends was just as big as Seinfeld when it was.
I put Seinfeld in the like Arrested Development category of like there was a higher level. It wasn't God. I feel like Friends was a little bit more like cheap laughs. Which I still love.
I was gonna say, I wish Arrested Development had like
stopped.
I wish they had continued back then.
At the time.
Oh, they were because they lost it. Yeah. They definitely lost it.
And it's just so sad to see them just try. I want to say they're half-assing it. Maybe they're full-assing it. But it just doesn't seem like it.
I will say a fun fact about Friends that I find very, very fascinating is that they were one of the first shows, at least that I know of, to all negotiate their salaries together.
And that's
one of the reasons why they said that the show lasted for so long, because there was no infighting amongst the actors.
Yeah.
They were just like, we're all negotiating together, we're all gonna get, and at a point at I think the seventh or sixth season they were all making like
Friends
per episode.
Friends was frankly on too long.
Friends went on four seasons too long. I just watched all of them by the fourth season, they all become caricatures of themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joey becomes, actually, Joey's the most compelling character because he's the only one that has depth.
Yeah.
Him and Phoebe have depth. Monica is just a psychopath. Chandler was clearly going through a lot of problems.
Yeah.
His character becomes like nothing toward the end of it and then kind of comes back as I think he came back after his alcoholism.
Right.
Ross is a fucking annoying monster.
Yeah, Ross is an annoying monster. Ross just becomes awful. He just becomes a horrible human being.
A horrible human being. Jennifer Aniston, like also a horrible human being.
What do you got, Joey?
Everyone always hates on Ross, and I find that there's something
about him.
He's early Ross is great.
Ross is great because he had morals and scruples.
Yeah,
Ross is like three divorces, just completely outlandish, makes absolutely the wrong choice at every given point.
Yeah.
And his sister's a psychopath who's very abusive to Chandler. I'm just putting it out there. She was very abusive to him.
Have you read this whole theory? Somebody came up with it. I just love this. I've been rewatching, like you, all the episodes recently. Somebody advanced this theory that Phoebe Buffay is actually a woman named Regina Phalange who's in the Witness Protection Program.
Yeah.
And
has just made her entire past up and now is slipping back into her old identity. Like she's just letting
the
Regina Phalange. If you watch all the episodes in that context, this is my favorite fan theory ever.
Dude, I have so much more respect for Lisa Kudrow than I did originally watching that series. Because when I watched the series, I always thought Phoebe was kind of the comic relief. Going back and looking at her performances now, I'm like, God, she was fucking brilliant in that show. Not only that, but I think she was supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, like, I think she was up for the role of Elaine in Seinfeld at some point.
Really?
I could see that.
And I think that Julia Louis-Dreyfus got it because she had a better relationship with
Seinfeld.
With Larry David. No. But maybe I'm wrong on that. She was like all of those people were like getting hot around the same time and were like plug and play into these various different shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fascinating to see who got what and where.
Yeah.
And then poor Ryan Reynolds got that Pizza Guy show and just his career tanked until Deadpool.
Now to ask you, about Friends v. Cheers.
Yeah.
Where do you fall on Cheers v. Frasier?
Oh, well, I think Frasier's a better show.
Me too.
What?
I do.
Me too.
I think it is. I think they had better. Cheers got very weird and kind of went off track after Shelley Long left.
Yeah.
And then they brought in Kirstie Alley.
The first season of Kirstie Alley is pretty good.
It's great.
After that, it gets a little weird.
It's weird. And it's also just like Sam and Diane.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking song. They wrote a song about it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sam and Kirstie Alley.
There are plenty of great late Frasier or great late Cheers episodes, but there's not nearly as many as there are. Frasier ran like 11 seasons, and like 8 or 9 of them are really
good. They're really good. And the last season is actually pretty good too. Like the last few episodes,
The last few are good. Frasier to this day, like one of the best written shows in sitcom history. Like it's just clever writing through and through.
Very clever, very formulaic toward the end there though.
Yeah.
You really start seeing behind the curtain where you're like, if you watch them over and over again, you're like, oh, I know. I mean, obviously it's not that hard to figure out what the fuck's going to happen, but there was a formula for those shows.
There was.
That is still very much in use today.
They are better or were better at taking 22 minutes of television and using 21 of those minutes to build up toward a punchline.
Yeah.
Than any show I've
ever watched. But the Frasier character, and this is what's so fascinating, because we've talked about this ad nauseum, obviously, but we have nothing else to talk about today, so shut up, chat. People are like, what is happening? We're like, everything and nothing at the same time. The Frasier character, who would have thought, was the most fascinating and multi-dimensional character from all of the Cheers shows. I would have thought for sure a Ted Danson show or a Norm show or the Cliff show would have done it, but Frasier, this kind of side character in the Cheers universe, comes out and is just fascinating. They just really did a great job.
There was apparently a poll of which spinoff character, like before they did the show, they polled the audience, and Frasier was the character that polled least interesting, like the one that people least
because you
the
hated
show
him,
from, and that's who they went for.
And they leaned into that because they went for all of them. They tried to do all of them,
right?
And they just tried to see what stuck. But what was fascinating about Frasier is you hated his character when he was standing opposite of Ted Danson,
right?
When he was by himself, you really related to that character because he was all fake bravado and all insecurity, like real insecurity.
Can you imagine,
was a therapist that knew this but couldn't do it, that couldn't recognize it in himself.
Can you imagine the pitch meeting for Frasier? Like before the show's ever been seen, because you sit down and it's like, okay, so we're going to have Frasier, the least popular character on Friends, or on Cheers, the insecure guy. Then we're going to have his brother, Niles, who's just like him but worse.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have his grumpy dad.
And that cute dog.
And a cute Eddie. Dog, a housekeeper, and a, we'll add a promiscuous, snarky producer.
Yeah.
People would have just looked at that and been like, this is the worst idea for a show ever.
I apologize. Lisa Kudrow was not supposed to be Elaine. She was in the running for Ross.
Ross. Oh, she would have been a great Ross.
She was in the running for Ross and got Friends instead, and I think went over and did that show instead.
Huh. Perry gets on that. One of my first crushes.
Oh, yeah. Still, if I met her today, I'd be like, I'm married, but you know, let her know.
She's so, so good in that character. Roz was great. Because she gets Mac Frazier around, and he needed that so bad. Like, he needed
also, they had a little thing. Remember?
Well, they did. They had that fling that one time.
They had a little thing. I always thought they should wind up together.
I liked that they didn't, and I'd liked if they had.
There's a lot of missed opportunities, as far as I'm concerned, in mainstream media of couples, right? The most egregious, of course, Harry and Hermione should have wound up together.
Look at that!
This is complete and total bullshit. They just threw Ginny in there. She's the little sister that he would not have been attracted to. It's a little creepy, and she's fucking looks exactly like his mom. It's weird.
I'm going to get in trouble here. I'm going to make people angry.
Go for it.
I am one of the five people in America that like Joey and Rachel. I thought that made sense.
Oh, it made total sense. Their relationship was so much better than anything else's.
Yeah.
Well, everyone wanted, obviously, Joey and what's her butt? Phoebe.
Yeah.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Paul Rudd, who was the only reoccurring regular that made it through the rest of the series. Everyone else came in, Bruce Willis came in, like, three episodes out. Tom Selleck, like, seven episodes out. Paul Rudd comes
Tom
in and was like,
so good on
this
there,
guy's
though.
A superstar. He's going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp one day.
Well, and I feel like Phoebe had the most fun boyfriends because she had Paul Rudd and she had Hank Azaria.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, just keep bringing these guys back.
Oh, she had Michael Rapaport as well.
She had a lot of great boyfriends,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although Monica did have Alec Baldwin for a little while. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, she had Tom Selleck. And Tom Selleck at the height of his mustache game.
Yeah.
Man.
And that was the thing of like, this is like your dad's friend, but like it's Tom Selleck, so you totally get it. Of like, yeah, he's Tom
Are you
Selleck.
Kidding me? I would bang the shit out of Tom Selleck. Look, I would be like, I've never thought about doing this before, but Tom, let's go. Whatever you need from
me,
I will
Bloods?
Give to you physically
to
and emotionally.
To be fair, Nick, let's be honest, he would bang shit out of you.
Oh, yeah, I'd be the bottom on that one. I would take whatever he had to offer. Whatever sandwich he wanted to deliver, I'm open for deliveries.
Because I think you're very manly, but I think Tom Selleck is more manly.
Oh, Tom God, Selleck, yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm like a little man compared to his big manliness.
Well, that's how I feel about Sam Elliott. Like, I have a huge crush on Sam Elliott, and I want him to just wrap his manly arms around me.
So I'll tell you, there's two movies. Right now, I'm going to throw it your way.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
There's a movie that Sam Elliott was in called Fatal Beauty. Sorry, Whoopi Goldberg. Love
Which
that
I have
movie.
Not seen.
I don't know that I've seen that
Love
either.
That movie. Like a slightly more serious Whoopi Goldberg movie about drug dealers in the 80s. Action-y. Very bad. Love it. Then he's also in a movie called Roadhouse. I don't know if you've seen this movie
I've heard
or not.
Of this motion picture.
But
that had Pat Sajak in it, right?
It did have Pat Sajak in it.
Yeah.
Was he the bad guy?
No, Pat Sajak was not in Roadhouse.
Who was the bad guy?
When I was a kid, I used to confuse Patrick Swayze and Pat Sajak for some reason.
Because it's a very similar human beings.
Yeah.
Did
one,
a lot of the
one
same
One being
things.
A giant, brawny dancer, martial artist, and the other being a game show host.
Richard Dragon says, Nick, come on, Roadhouse. I just said it. Are you not here?
What's
you can't talk Sam Elliott without bringing it up. It's the best movie he's ever done. That, and he's also in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, he is. As the stranger.
Narrator.
Fantastic as the stranger. The Big
Fantastic.
Lebowski.
Hey, dude, how you doing?
Wonderful on Parks and Rec is Other Ron.
Oh, was he?
He was Other Ron.
So
yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you never seen him doing Other Ron?
No.
Oh, it's really good, Nick.
He's doing, what's his name? Ron's the Nick Offerman character,
He is the mirror universe version of Nick Offerman's character.
Nick Offerman is genius.
Yes,
he is a genius actor. He is the ultimate straight man. Everyone's goofiness.
1,000%.
God bless him.
Yeah, he is superb. And being the ultimate straight man is like the hardest job in Hollywood. I think being a good straight man is just about the hardest thing you can do.
Oh, yeah, it has, because everyone wants to be the funny guy.
Yeah.
But every funny guy needs a straight man. For every Nick, there has to be a Tim Gettys.
The sublime genius of Phil
Tim's
Hartman.
My straight man.
Phil Hartman, the greatest straight man of all time.
Phil's one of those guys that you look at and you're like, it's like I watched that Ric Flair documentary. And how they said Ric Flair was always great because he always made everyone else around him look great. Phil Hartman was one of those guys.
Exactly.
Too, where he was just there, and he would be, like, on news radio specifically, where he would be that character, and he would be so different than everyone else that he would make everyone else just shine.
Yeah.
Like, and he had his goofy fucking moments, too, but he was so good.
No, you need that
so
straight
good.
Man. You need that straight man. Or straight lady.
Or straight lady. Straight person.
Straight person of some kind.
Straight human.
Straight human.
Do we have, let's go into some tips real quick. Do we have PSI Love His Best Friend XOXO? You're going to read that today.
Oh, goody. I'm excited.
Why don't you read that while I pull up tips?
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right.
For PS I Love This Best Friend, you can nominate somebody in the community that's doing something cool. You can just go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. Give them some love. You should do that, because sometimes we start to run low on people and then it gets awkward. Then we do just like repeat ones back to back because I don't realize that people have submitted it twice because they thought.
It doesn't matter.
It's a whole thing.
It's more love.
This is true.
You know what's more fun than having sex with someone once? Doing it again, because you figure some stuff out. You're like, I know what that person likes now.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Look at this shmee. Bring this up.
It's just the tip.
Bring it up, shmee.
It's the tip.
Bring the shmee.
Read the tip.
All right.
Today, Johnny Hayes is shouting out Kadena Henderson. Johnny said, since we've started talking, Kadena has always been amazing to me and helped me through so much, and it's meant the world to me to have such a good friend from this community. I'm writing this the morning of Kinda Funny Prom, so I don't know if she's one or not, but she's always going to be the Kinda Funny Prom queen in my heart.
That's nice.
Very cute.
She did not
She's
win.
Pretty great.
She should have won. But instead, you sick motherfuckers picked Zyger.
Thanks for that, by the way.
And thanks for that. Because Zyger, I'm not sure if it traumatized him or if he enjoyed it more or if it's a little column A and B.
I don't like
that. But somehow it's making that kid more twisted. He showed up with the little like girly hair things, the butterflies clips.
Greg also is just continuing to encourage him by promoting Gal Gun games, which is a bold move.
Tip time. Ish tipped us a nice tip and said, hey, best friends, if anyone is still in SF, let's hang out. A group of best friends will be at Pier 39 tomorrow for 4th of July festivities. Event starts at 3, fireworks at 9:30 p.m. Let's keep the party going. DM me at ishkabob906. That's ISHKABOB906. Hashtag KF, 4th, hashtag KF prom. Yeah, we do fireworks in the city, by the way, and if there's no fog, they're going to be amazing. If there is fog, it looks like aliens are attacking.
Because all the smoke just holds, too.
Yeah, you just see lights in the sky and hear it, and it's weird. It's very fucking weird.
Oh, which is so sad.
Teadro.
Pedro.
That's what I meant. 1214 says, feels weird not spending money on Ubers or Lyfts to rush to a community event, so here's a few bucks to compensate. Hope you guys are recovering well. Enjoy time off when you can take it.
Thanks, Mike.
Eric Heitz, who, by the way, was my vote for Prom King. I pushed him. He's my candidate. He lost.
Because he had the pug in the jacket.
Fuck yeah, he did. Just wanted to shout out all the best friends that made Prom a blast to say hashtag fuck you, Delta, for making me miss the VIP meet and greet. Nick, here's my picture to brighten your day. Bring this up.
Oh, such a good picture.
I love this dog.
Look how cute his little jacket.
Look at his little jacket and his little doink doink.
That's adorable.
Look at his little doink doink.
Don't look at his doink doink.
He's using a tennis ball as a pillow. It's funny. Don't cover his doink doink. Don't cover his shame. He's a dog. He doesn't give a shit.
I can't.
You know, if we didn't have Christianity, we'd all be naked right now.
Is that true?
Why? Joey, there's no reason to wear clothes.
That is true.
This is our shame. Religion made us shame. Ashamed of our bodies. Mm-hmm. Pretty Reckless says, this is for Joey's Josie and the Pussycat shout out. Such an underrated movie. Thanks, Joey.
Fun fact, one of my best friends from high school just found the Josie and the Pussycat soundtrack and dropboxed me all of the songs because it's not streaming anywhere.
What? So is Josie and the Pussycats was a made up thing, right?
No, it was a comic. From the Archie universe.
Ah, God. They were the band in the Archie universe?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Did you just say that because of Christianity, we all wear clothes?
That's it. Adam and Eve fucked it up for everyone.
That's really not how that worked.
That's 100% how it worked. I went to Catholic school. They said that you have to be ashamed of your penis. Don't rub it against Kevin when he doesn't want you to, or when he does want you to. Don't do it.
Well, I mean, that second one at least.
Jared, I know that you didn't study him, but there are some good teachings from the good book.
Oh, I'm not.
One of which says in
think...
chapter Corinthians, number 12, that do not rub thine stick on thy employee's back.
That is not in the Bible in those words.
Kevin,
but...
can you Google Kevin Coelho nude and see what comes up, please?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
However,
nor should anyone else.
If you look at Genesis in particular, the whole idea that being naked was a bad thing. Was actually something that happened that people got wrong. Like the idea is that, no, man, there was nothing to be ashamed of. That story is often interpreted about being about nudity, but what it's actually about is the origin of all sin being self-centeredness. It's not about shame. Shame is what comes up, but that's not it. It's not about being ashamed. It's that you think that Adam didn't notice Eve was naked or Eve didn't notice Adam was naked. It's not that they were like, oh, I should be ashamed of being naked. It was... oh, I've gone from thinking about what's going on around me or other people first to thinking about myself first. And that being the origin of sin.
So you're saying somebody took a religious message, mistaught it to me, misrepresented it over the last 30 years of my life.
Pretty much
shocking.
Yeah. Because it's not about shame. It's not about being ashamed of yourself. It's kind of the opposite. It's about, hey, self-awareness to the point of valuing yourself over others is the origin of all sin. Mm-hmm. And it's not saying that...
That's also how you get ahead in life.
It's also not saying that they suddenly became inherently sinful because of that and that everybody afterward is sinful. That's a bunch of extrapolated bullcrap. It's that they made a bad choice and we all continue to make bad choices, but we could totally decide at any point to not make bad choices.
Nick, I don't like... Jared over here giving us his hippie opinions.
It just seems...
I'm going to stand against them. You should all be ashamed of your bodies.
Such a far left liberal.
I'm just saying St. Augustine was kind of full of crap on this one.
I will say this. Shout out to the Saint. Watch that over the weekend also.
Well, yeah, with Val Kilmer.
With Val Kilmer. Not a good movie. Go back and watch it.
No, he shoots AK-47 over those guys' heads, knocks those lights down on them.
Yeah, because he didn't want to kill.
Yeah, but they could have just, like, nailed him with a gun. Yeah, they should have just shot his ass. Moment. Yeah.
All right, let's go into the 3-3. It is 11:56, and Jared has another show after this. Oh, yeah, do the giveaway.
We're not sponsored, so we're just giving shit away because we can.
Yep. Why not?
Today we're giving away Shift Quantum for the Nintendo Switch. You may have heard of it. And that's going to Daniel Damore from Kind of Funny Patreon. Yay!
Hey, Joey, real quick. Did you give away yesterday's giveaway to the people that needed to go?
I haven't sent it yet.
Okay, good. But you see it. It's on your radar.
Yeah.
Excellent. Get Bucket says Nick. Oh, sorry.
I put a name on there yesterday, and then there's another name.
Joey, I told them that, and they were like, we don't know. So we went with the second name.
Okay. No, we went with the first name.
Did we?
Yeah. Second name, I don't know why that's on there.
Okay.
It was bigger. It was bolder. I went with the normal format.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Well, you told me to pull one like right before the show started.
I told lots of people to pull lots of things. Yeah. I like to have options.
It's true.
Like, when fucking Cool Greg goes out into the night, you think he don't have options? Endless options.
I heard about some graffiti tour you were giving people over Kind of Funny Weekend.
They loved it. It sounds like.
Let's go into the 3-3. Get Bucket says read. Nick, we need more kung fu movies. Kung fu in movies. In the 80s and 90s, everyone could throw hands. It's true. It's true.
Just one of those genres that is kind of like...
Dead?
Yeah, like with Westerns
and all that. They come back every once in a while, but, you know, it came back in different iterations. Musicals. Like, I would say The Matrix is a kung fu movie.
Interesting.
You know? It had a lot of that, The Matrix. But yet you watch Grease 2 a lot.
I had somebody come up to me at prom and said, thank you for your stance on Grease 2. I think it was the VIP meet and greet.
I think you just made that up.
No, that's 100% not a lie.
I think you're
100%. We had a whole conversation.
Nick, I was with Joey the entire time. She is, in fact, making that up.
Wow.
No, you weren't. I didn't even see
Kevin
it to the end when we went to Curry
side.
Up Now.
Kevin
How good
left
is
your
Curry
side.
Up Now?
What?
How fucking good really did good. That yeah. hit? Because I walked past it and I was like, oh, man.
We were there for like 2 hours.
Guys, I don't even want to lie to you right now. I've been thinking about Curry Up Now the entire morning show. So if we want to make that a reality... We could probably wrap it up now.
Shit, that's not a bad idea.
You know, that's an option.
It's 12.
Ant-Man 020, it says, Nick, you watching UFC 226. If that's this weekend, then yes, I probably will watch that. I believe that's the Stipe fight, and I want to watch the shit out of that.
Stipe!
Sole purpose is that tiki masala burrito is on point.
Hell yeah, it was.
Yes, in fact, it is.
Oh, Joey, Yam Nave says, Joey, stop distracting from the fact that you haven't watched The Matrix. Have you not seen The Matrix?
Because I just don't care.
You
about
should watch
the
at least the first one.
I feel like Tim has
it's
also
one of the best
sci fi
movies ever made.
You should, but I don't really care about
Joey,
sci-fi.
You should only watch the first one, then have someone kind of casually explain the other two.
No. You should 100% only watch the first one and have someone casually explain the other ones too. No question about that. Do not watch
that's
the
what
second.
I just said.
I know, I'm just backing you up on this. Okay. You were kind of. Lofty on it. I'm just saying 100%. Do not watch the second or third one. I will just tell you what happens in 5 minutes because they're 18 hours long and they're so fucking convoluted and bad. Yeah. It almost ruins the first movie.
Counterpoint. You just casually explained to me all of the Matrix
movies.
No.
You should experience the
No, because
first
you have
one.
To hear the cool part where Propeller Head starts playing. He goes, I know Kung Fu. It's really cool.
I don't know. You just did a really great job there.
Well,
I feel like I can
I'm very
see
talented
it.
And a lot of people like me.
She's not wrong. You
You're
know
a
that.
Vocal guitarist.
I saw it. I heard it come out of me. I was excited. And I was like, who is this bassist? Guy talking? He's awesome.
Yeah.
And it was me. Ignacio Rojas says, Nick, you should watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Again, for the 5,000th time, I watched the first season. It's not a good show. And don't tell me you have to watch until season 5 because that's not how TV should work.
Nick,
that's
true. Nick, I've actually officially stopped watching it because Ignacio keeps hitting me up about it.
Every time he asks me to do something, I swear to God, I just do the opposite.
See what you did?
Between him and Omega Batman, I don't know who I want to ban first. Definitely Omega Batman. Omega Batman. And I want you to know Omega Batman. If it wasn't for the fact that Kevin loves you so much, you would have been banned years ago. But he, for some reason, keeps it going. I don't know why.
Mr. Yasman said that Joey should review A Star Is Born when it gets released. One, I actually did watch the trailer, and I don't really care about it. And two, it's never going to get better than Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand. Because they did I think this new one is a reboot of the one from the 70s. A Star Is Born.
Oh, it's on my Netflix queue.
Yeah. Watch that one.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand.
First off, you had me at Kris Kristofferson.
Right?
Did you know he wrote a lot of songs for a lot of people?
Really?
Yeah. He's actually a very accomplished musician. Like, he did albums of his own, but apparently he wrote like country songs for everyone. He used to be like a composer and writer.
Interesting. That's the dream team.
This is weird shit I learned about.
I don't really think that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are really gonna.
I think I'm gonna fucking love that movie, and you and I have a date.
But here's the thing: I don't really like music movies like that.
I fucking love them.
Because I didn't really.
Someone always develops a coke habit.
Yeah, it gives me the like Walk the Line and Country Strong vibes.
Walk the Line, I didn't like,
which I didn't love. So I don't think I'm really into like those.
Didn't love Country Strong. Country Strong was the Jeff Bridges one.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Which one was the Jeff Bridges one where he was like? Where he was like the guitar player and Maggie Gyllenhaal was in it and she like interviews him.
I have no idea. Chat.
Chat, let us know. Nick, did you see the film Shame? Michael Fassbender is full naked and they show everything. Of course I've seen that. If there's a dick attached to Michael Fassbender and I can see it, I've seen it. Kevin, this camera's tally light is blinking at us like it's about to explode.
The tally light is blinking at you, yeah. Really?
Is it recording something?
No.
All right, well, screw it.
It's very weird.
Richard Draken says, Nick and Joey.
Crazy Heart is the Jeff Bridges
Crazy
movie,
Heart,
says
thank
Grand
you.
Man Banana Gland.
Never plugged it in.
Let's see. Richard Draken says, Nick and Joey, please read the first two sentences of Roger Ebert review of Pearl Harbor. It is fucking hilarious. Can you pull that up? Sherman Cool says, Nick, shout out to anyone affected by the fires in California lately. Hope everyone's all right. Try not to breathe if you live in NorCal at all. It hasn't been as bad in the city. There has been some ash in the sky and some weird, like the day after Kind of Funny Prom, I thought I woke up at 6 p.m. because it was like golden outside. I was
on
like,
Sunday?
Oh my God, how long did I thought I slept through the meet and greet.
I 100% did too.
And Dee was like, oh no, you're fine. It's only 10 o'clock. And I was like, what the fuck is happening outside? She's
we
like,
woke
the
up
apocalypse.
In Blade Runner 2049.
It was awesome and horrifying all at the same time.
For sure.
Yeah, everyone stay safe. Shout out to anyone fighting that fire as well. The firefighters out there right now, if you're listening, stay safe. You guys kick ass. We love you.
Okay, so I have the review up. So it says, Pearl Harbor is a two-hour movie squeezed into 3 hours about how on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese staged a surprise attack on an American love triangle. Its centerpiece is 40 minutes of redundant special effects surrounded by a love story of stunning banality. The film has been directed without grace, vision, or originality, and although you may walk out quoting lines of dialogue, it was not because you admire them.
That's good.
I'll be honest.
I admit that I like bad movies, and this is up there with Grease 2 and Batman and Robin for like the worst offenders of things that I like.
I've had a lot of people now who originally started following because I was quote-unquote movie guy kind of funny.
Yeah.
And they have rescinded that follow because they know I have terrible taste in movies.
It's
I do.
Awful.
Yeah.
I love bad movies.
That's the thing. I'm not saying that these are good. I just think that I like them.
I could not bring myself to watch Pearl Harbor. I still have not seen Pearl Harbor.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
I will say it has a killer score. I think it's Hans Zimmer.
Probably.
And it's Hans Zimmer excellent.
He did everything.
Here's the thing. I attribute my love to this movie for the fact that I got really sick in junior high and I was home for like a week and my mom let me go to Blockbuster and I got to rent Pearl Harbor and then I just watched it over and over again for that entire week because that was the only movie that she would let me
it was
rent
like
from
a
Blockbuster.
Torture thing, huh?
No, this was by choice.
No, I love
this
that.
This is free will.
I used to do it all the time. I'd be like, can we rent the 1989 Batman again? Omega
You're
Batman.
Like, Nick, really? You're the only person that's rented this in the last year.
I can't wait to do Batman interview or the DC interview. Nick, what are your Fourth of July plans? And how excited were you as a kid when America finally gained its independence? You know, I'm only 38. I'm not that much older than Greg. Greg's 34, for Christ's sake. He acts like an idiot and he acts like a child, but he's not that much younger than me. I just want everyone to know that.
Are you doing for 4th of July tomorrow?
We're going to do the show tomorrow.
I think you and I are back on
And then,
this.
Yeah, I'm going to Jurassic Park.
That's right, date night.
We're going to grab some lunch and go to Jurassic World.
Have you seen Ocean's 8 yet?
Not yet. Dee saw it, though.
I think that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
I want to see it. Tim liked it. Dee was lukewarm on it. She was like, it was okay.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't as exciting as it should have been.
Okay.
She just didn't feel like any of the action really hit.
Maybe I will do a double feature because The Purge is also out tomorrow.
Not a Purge.
Oh, I
First Purge, whatever it is.
Yeah. I really do like that just the world that they built.
Well, I got the 1-2 punch. And don't forget, we got Ant-Man and the Wasp on Thursday.
That is true. Maybe I'll just rewatch
it. Why don't you do Ocean's 8 tonight?
Ooh. I don't have my card. Plus, I have the dog.
The dog?
All right.
I have Portillo this week.
We're five. You don't have a card. Why don't you have a card?
MoviePass? I left my MoviePass card.
You gotta
in my apartment.
Stop doing that.
I have Kevin just buy one for
you. Okay.
Like, do the, he has the friends and family thing, mm-hmm. doesn't he? No, did you get one friend pass?
That hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Well, then
Kevin,
I made things up.
Buy me a movie ticket.
Let's wrap this up. It's 12:05. Everyone, thank you so much for bearing with us. I know this was more of a just casual show, but you know what? Sometimes you gotta just relax and hang out and talk about Frasier for 45 minutes. I know a lot of you stopped watching 45 minutes ago, but I love you. What's up?
My mom loves when you do your Frasier piano.
Hey, baby, I hear the music calling.
She'll very much appreciate
Seattle,
that.
Good night.
This is why you're my mom's favorite. I'm telling
your
you,
mom's
sorry.
My favorite. Mrs. Takagami, if you're watching out there, what's up? How you doing? All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Joey and the crew and cast, and we'll probably talk more 80s and 90s television shows. Until then, I love you, Kevin. Please cut the feed.